بسم الله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعدها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد،
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لساخت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك، وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته، والله يعصمك من الناس. صلوات.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
تبريك and congratulations to all the mu'mineen and mu'minat, especially all of you respectable brothers and sisters, as today is the day of Ghadir. It is considered to be the biggest of all the Eids of Islam, the day where we receive the biggest ni'mat of Allah, the ni'mat of the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. The ni'mat of walayat and the obedience towards the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is the completion of the entire religion. And through the walayat, ikmaluddin, completion of the religion, and itmamun ni'mah. Itmamu ni'ma means completion and fulfillment of the blessing took place. In the hadith of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, we learn that he said, أَمَرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ رَسُولَهُ بِوَلَايَةِ عَلِيٍّ. Allah commanded his messenger about the walayat of Ali alayhi salam, وَأَنزَلَ عَلَيْهِ, and he revealed upon him this verse of Holy Quran, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. That talks about the famous incident where Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam gave away his ring he was wearing during the ruku in the prayers in the masjid of the Holy Prophet in Medina to the faqir who was asking for help, and there was nobody else to help him among the ashab. So this verse was revealed at that occasion, and Imam Baqir alayhi salam, well, that was my explanation. So Imam says, فَفَرَضَ وَلَايَةَ أُولِي الْأَمْرِ, and Allah made the walayat of أُولِي الْأَمْرِ fariza, and a duty upon them, a duty, but the people did not know about the walayat. فَلَمْ يَدْرُوا مَا هِيَ, people didn't know about the walayat of أولي الأمر, of the 12 Imams. فَأَمَرَ اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَن يُفَسِّرَ لَهُمْ الْوَلَايَةِ. So Allah commanded our Holy Prophet to in other words, to explain for the walayat for them, كَمَا فَسَّرَ لَهُمَ الصَّلَاةُ وَالزَّكَاةُ وَالصَّوْمُ وَالْحَجِ, the way he explained the prayers, Islamic taxes, and fasting and Hajj. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهُ ذَلِكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضَاقَ بِذَلِكَ صَدْرُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَتَخَوَّفَ أَنْ يَرْتَدُّ عَنْ دِينِهِمْ. In other words, when that time arrived, the Prophet became afraid. He felt difficult, in other words, he felt it, found it hard. ضَاقَ بِذَلِكَ صَدْرُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَتَخَوَّفَ أَنْ يَرْتَدُّ عَنْ دِينِهِمْ. The Prophet was afraid that the people may become murtad from their religion. The Prophet was afraid that the people would become murtad from their religion. They will turn away from Islam. وَأَنْ يُكَذِّبُوهُ, and they would deny him. فَضَاقَ صَدْرُهُ وَرَاجَعَ رَبَّهُ. So Prophet turned back, referred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's where Allah revealed the verse that I recited in the beginning, which we call it as Ayatul Tabligh. يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ, فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ إِلَيْهِ يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ فَصَدَعَ بِهِ فَصَدَعَ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى ذِكْرُهُ وَقَامَ بِوَلَايَةِ عَلِيٍّ يَوْمَ غَدِيرِ الْقُمْ فَنَادَى الصَّلَاةَ الْجَامِعَةَ وَأَمَرَ النَّاسَ أَنْ يُبَلِّغَ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبُ. So that's where the Holy Prophet announced, stood up on the, and in other words, he announced the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam on the day of Ghadir, after, commanded the people, those who are present should convey the message to those who are absent from this gathering. So this is the short summary of the incident, how Imam al-Baqir al-Islam is describing the realities behind the zahir, the realities, behind the apparent, that not everybody knew about that. Also, it is important to remember that قال أبو جعفر وكانت الفريضة تنزل بعد الفريضة الأخرى وكانت الولاية آخر الفرائض. Duties of Allah used to be revealed one after the other, and the walayat was the last one of all the duties. فأنزل الله عز وجل اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. So Allah revealed that today is the day I have completed your religion for you. أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and I fulfilled my ni'mat upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ, and I became pleased for you, as Islam to be your religion, in other words. So يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ لَا أُنزِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَ هَذِهِ الْفَرِيضَةِ قَدْ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمُ الْفَرَائِضِ. So Allah says, I'm not going to reveal any further duty after this fariza, after this duty. Certainly, I have completed all the fara'id, completed for you the duties. So now, the point to note here is that the Holy Prophet never becomes afraid. Isn't that right? The same Holy Prophet who is the mazhar of all the sifat and names and attributes of Allah, how can he be afraid? It's impossible. Prophet never got afraid in the Laylatul Hijrah. Isn't that right? Laylatul Mabit, how we call it, where Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam was sleeping on the bed of Rasulullah. And in the morning, Prophet went outside from the same house that was surrounded by the mushrikeen of Quraysh. 40 people from different qabail with their swords surrounding the house of the Prophet, and Prophet is going out in front of them. Prophet never got afraid at that time when they came to kill him at his own house. Prophet never got afraid at the occasion of Uhud, when you know, Khalid ibn Walid attacked with his army and Prophet became alone. Except there was Imam Ali alayhi salam and very few of the great companions who were supporting and defending Rasulullah at the occasion of Uhud. And also he ended up receiving injury. Prophet never got afraid in the occasion of Khandaq, when all the parties of those who were enemies of Islam surrounding the city of Medina, the Banu Israel and the Mushrikeen of Makkah and others, everyone else gathered together. That's why we call the Battle of Khandaq to be Battle of Ahzab, Ma'rakatul Ahzab, you know, where all the parties ganged up together against Islam and the Prophet. So Prophet was alone and he's announcing to his ashab who are there next to him, Man lihaz al-kalb, who can take care of this kalb, Amr ibn Abdul-Wud, and there's nobody replying back. And this guy, Amr ibn Abdul-Wud, is talking abusive language to Rasulullah and challenging Muslims and Islam, and Prophet is alone. And every time Imam Ali alayhi salam is replying back to defend Islam. So Prophet never got afraid when he was alone at the occasion of Ahzab, where all the parties have gathered together to kill him. So, you know, in some of the battles we find the Prophet was standing up in the night, and throughout the night he was standing under the tree, standing there and praying. He never slept throughout the battle in that time, in that night. So he was that kind of person that never used to be afraid. Why does Imam Baqir alayhi salam use the word وَتَخَوَّفَ أَن يَرْتَدُّ عَنْ دِينِهِمْ? Prophet became afraid that they would become murtad from their religion. That means if he announces the walayat of Imam Ali, people will not accept and become murtad. So we find that my teacher Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli Hafadahullah in his tafsir was saying that this khawf of Rasulullah, this fear of Rasulullah is similar to the fear of Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha verse 67 says, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. So similarly, like we find the Holy Prophet Musa felt fear in himself, similarly we find the Prophet, our Holy Prophet, also felt the fear. And we have hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha, khutbah number 4, where he says, لَمْ يُوجَسْ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ خِفَةً عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. Prophet Musa didn't have a fear about himself, in other words. He wasn't afraid about himself. بَلْ أَشْفَقَ مِنْ غَلَبَةِ الْجُهَالِ وَالدُّوَلِ الظَّلَالِ. What he was afraid of is, in other words, that the Jahil people will overwhelm and overcome, become ghalib, and the government and the government falls in the hands of the misleading people. That's what he was afraid of. Not for his own self. Prophets never get afraid. They're all masoom. No prophet can ever get afraid. So in the case of our Holy Prophet, he's also afraid, talking about the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, because people may become murtad. Again, not because Prophet is afraid. He's afraid about the people and their situation. People are so jahil and dal and gumrah and ignorant that they are not ready to give up the love of dunya and kursi. They want the love of dunya and kursi. So they don't want to give power to Imam Ali alayhi salam. You know, just like today, you can find, if we talk about the walayat of faqih, you find so many of the Islamic centers are not allowing you to talk about that. Isn't that right? Mushabih to the same phenomenon. Why? Because the Tawhid opposes it. It's not a rocket science. Isn't that right? because the Tawhut opposes it. They have their own interests about the Qusi and Hukumat in the political matters. Similarly, in the time of Rasulullah, if you talk about the Walayat of Imam Ali, it was a very big deal. Because the big shots of Medina, they didn't want to hear about that. They have their eyes on the Kursi. They became Muslim for the sake of love of dunya. Isn't that right? So some people want to protect their dunya and their business. أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ إِثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. So we find in the dua, which is narrated from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. This is mustahab to be recited on the day of Ghadir, after the Salatul Ghadir. This dua Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has taught us Shahadat al-Ikhlas, in other words, لَكَ شَهَادَةَ الْإِخْلَاسِ لَكَ بِالْوَحْدَانِيَّةِ بِأَنَّكَ أَنْتَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ عَبْدُكَ وَرَسُولُكَ وَعَلِيًّا أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَنَّ الْإِقْرَارَ. So in this dua he's teaching us the same witness of witnessing about ikhlas and sincerity towards Allah's oneness concept. He's the only one that needs to be worshipped, that should be worshipped. And the Holy Prophet is his slave and messenger. And Imam Ali alayhi salam is the leader of all the faithful. وَأَنَّ الْإِقْرَارَ بِوَلَايَتِهِ تَمَامُ تَوْحِيدِكَ. And confessing about his walayat is the completion of your tawheed. That means even the la ilaha illallah is naqis and incomplete if somebody does not believe in the walayat of أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام والإخلاص بوحدانية أن الإقرار بولايته تمام توحيدك والإخلاص بوحدانيتك وكمال دينك وتمام نعمتك وفضلك على جميع خلقك. And that's the special mercy of Allah on all of His creatures. وبريتك فإنك قلت وقولك الحق. Certainly you have said and your statement is حق. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. اللهم فلك الحمد على ما مننت به علينا. Oh my Lord, so all the praise is yours only for what you favored upon us. من الإخلاص لك بوحدانيتك إذ هديتنا لموالاة وليك الهادي من بعد نبيك. Because you guided us towards your wali, who is the you guided us towards the muwalat of your wali, who is the guide after your prophet. So here my teacher was saying that we learned 2 points from this dua which is recited after Salatul Ghadir. Point number one, iqrar of the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen is not only ikmaluddin and not only itmamu ni'mah, completion of the religion and fulfillment of the divine blessing, but also it is ikmal al-tawheed. Even the tawheed becomes perfect because of the iqrar of the walayat of Allah. That's what we learn in light of the dua, my teacher said. So this is also mutammim and completing agent that completes the concept of tawheed and ikhlas and sincerity towards Allah. Second of all, what we learn in light of this dua is that the A'imma alayhi salatu wa salam, just like they have been, they have been talking about the concept of walayat in their qawl, in their statements, in their lectures, in their, when they used to talk about, teach and preach Islam. Not only that, but they also used to talk about the walayat concept even during their duas. So even the duas are also political. Even the du'as of Ahlul Bayt are siyasi and political, because it's full of al-adalatul ilahiyya wa siyasatul ilahiyya. So they are talking about the walayat inside the du'a. You find some of the Shias, their entire Islam is non-political. Their salat is non-political, which is entirely a political fariza of Islam, starting from the Allahu Akbar, and negating all the tahuts. We start the salat with takbiratul ihram and we negate all the false gods and tahuts and hawa nafs. Starting from the beginning of prayers is political till the end of the prayers, where we are attacking every form of shaitan who are, and shaitans and obstacles who are in the way of the ubudiyyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some people, their entire deen is without the politics, which is the deen of whom? Banu Umayyah. Banu Umayyah wanted to separate deen from the siyasat. That's why if you want to take the religion, you go to Imam Abu Hanifa, you go to Imam Shafi'i, you go to Imam Malik, you go to Imam Hanbal. You don't go to Hazrat Abu Bakr to take the fiqh. Did you find in the entire history of Ahlul Sunnah that any, they are asking the people to go take your fiqh and ahkam al-fiqhiyah from Hazrat Abu Bakr? No. Accept him as your khalifa and ruler, political leader. When it comes to the deen, take it from Abu Hanifa, who is born 100 years after the Holy Prophet. Isn't that right? So they never claim to be the religious leaders, they claim to be the political leaders. So Banu Umayyah started to differentiate between deen and siyasat. And anybody who separates the religion from politics today is making Banu Umayyah successful with his a'mal. Not Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam and his walayat, who is going to establish the hukumat in the whole world tomorrow. So Imam al-Askari alayhi salam says, in Allah azza wa jal yamunnuhu bimannihi wa rahmatihi lamma farada alaykum al-fara'id lam yufrib thalika alaykum lihajatin minhu ilayhi. When Allah obliges you to do the duties, He did not oblige you because He stands in need of something from you. Bal rahmatam minhu ilaykum. When Allah obliges you about a duty, He wants to provide His rahmat upon you. Allah doesn't stand in need of anything from you guys. When He is asking you to do something, He wants to send His rahmat on you. La ilaha illahuwa. There is no God except Him. لَيَّمِيزَ الْخَبِيثُ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. So that the person who has khibasat and khubsu sarira and the evil in his batin and ruh, that kind of khabith, an evil person, gets distinguished, mutamayyiz, distinguished from the tayyib who has tibun nafs and taharat in his qalb. Because walayat, those who belong to the walayat, they are the ones who are Ahlul Tahara. Only the Ahlul Tahara can belong to the walayat. That's not in the hadith that I'm explaining to you. وَلَيَبْتَلِيَ مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ. And Allah wanted to test you guys, what is in your hearts, in your chest, in your souls. A lot of people claim to be having iman. A lot of people used to claim in the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam that we are mu'mins, writing letters from Kufa to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Isn't that right? So when Imam Hussein, this guy in Kufa used to have eyes and he became blind all of a sudden. Somebody met him, said, I saw you used to have your eyes, you were not blind. What happened to you? He said, yes, after the waqa'ah, after the incident of Karbala, I was in Kufa and I saw Rasulullah in my dream. And Rasulullah said to me, why didn't you help Hussein? And this guy furnished some uzr, an excuse. I was in Kufa, ya Rasulullah. I was not even in Karbala. And Prophet said, but you knew that he was coming. You cannot do ta'wil and tawjih in front of Rasulullah, who has ilm al-ghayb, al-mutlaq. Some people are so ahmak, stupid. They're doing ta'wil instead of iqrar, they're doing ta'wil and tawjih of their harams. And then he says, Prophet had a tashn, he had a bowl with the blood of Imam Hussein. He dipped and he rubbed over my eyes and I opened up my eyes from the dream and I was blind. So those of the people who are to turn away from the wali of their time are actually a'mal qalb. Truly they deserve to be called a'mal qalb, their blinded heart. وَلَيَبْتَلِيَ مَا فِي كُسُدُورِكُمْ وَلَيُمَحِّصَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. So Allah can test, Allah can check what is in your souls. وَلَيَتَسَابَقُوا إِلَىٰ رَحْمَتِهِ. And so that you can compete towards His rahmat. Whoever follows the path of walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen ahead of others, he'll get more rahmat of Allah. Whoever follows the path of walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen behind others, he will get less rahmat of Allah. وَلَيَتَسَابَقُوا إِلَىٰ رَحْمَتِهِ. So that you guys can compete towards His rahmat. وَلَتَتَفَاضَلَ مَنَازِلُكُمْ فِي جَنَّتِهِ. So that your levels in the paradise are higher than each other. So the more you believe and support the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the higher your daraja in the paradise. The less you believe and support the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the less is your daraja. And if you don't support, then those who don't support, then they should get ready for the Jahannam. Because, you know, because the Holy Prophet had already said, لَوْ حَبَّكَ أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ كَمَا يُحَبُّكَ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. If the people of the heaven, if the people of the earth loved you, Prophet said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, if the people of the earth loved you the way the people of the heaven love you, مَا عَذَّبَ أَحَدًا مِّنْهُمْ بِالنَّارِ, Allah would not have punished any single person of them in the hellfire. So all those people who will be punished in the hellfire will be punished because of their bughd and hatred and khiyanat towards the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. وَلَتَتَفَاضَلَ مَنَازِلُكُمْ فِي جَنَّتِهِ فَفَرَضَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ. So Allah made the Hajj and Umrah of a duty upon you. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ, and installing the prayers and giving away the taxes. وَالصَّوْمَ, and the fasting. Allah made all these things a fariḍa upon you. وَالْوَلَايَةَ, and the walayat. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ بَابًا لِتَفْتَحُوا بِهِ أَبْوَابَ الْفَرَائِضِ مِفْتَاحًا إِلَى سَبِيلِهِ. And so this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it as a door, a gateway and a key towards His path. وَلَوْلَا مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَالْأَوْصِيَاءُ مِنْ وِلْدِهِ. And if the Prophet and his deputies, the Imams, were not there, كُنْتُمْ حَيَارَ كَالْبَهَائِمِ, you guys would have been like animals. حَيَارَ means متحير, حَيْرَان, پَرِشَان, you don't know what am I supposed to do. The human beings would have been like animals, cattle, without knowing what they are supposed to do. So you find, are we not witnessing, homosexual and gay priests in some of those worship places today? Isn't that right? We are witnessing all that in front of our own eyes. The human beings would not have known nothing what they are supposed to do if they had, if they did not have the walayat with them. لَا تَعْرِفُونَ فَرْضًا مِّنَ الْفَرَائِضِ, you guys would not have known any of the duties. So we pray because of the walayat, we fast because of the walayat, we are giving zakat and khums and fitrah because of the walayat of Imam Ali, we go for hajj because he taught us to go, we go for umrah because of the walayat, we believe in the risalat because of Imam Ali's walayat, we believe in the tawheed because of Imam Ali's walayat. Is there still a room for a person to now bend in front of the Tawhut? Unless if you want to give up your La ilaha illallah. Forget about the prayers and fasting, that's Furuddin. Even La ilaha illallah is gone. We just learned from the dua that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam taught us to be recited after the Salatul Ghadir. وَهَلْ تُدْخَلُ الْقَرْيَةُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَابِهَا. And can you enter a village except from its door? You know, in old days they used to make walls around the cities. That was a custom in old days. Right now, today, we don't have walls. But we do have points of entry. So if somebody wants to enter into the US, he has to get a visa and come through either a seaport, you know, or through a land port of entry, or through the airport. Isn't that right? So there's a gateway of entry, even today. In old days, there used to be walls around the city and a gateway, and that was the only way which was providing access to the, into the city. وَهَلْ تُدْخَلُ الْقَرْيَةُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَابِهَا. And, you know, is it possible to enter a village except from its gateway? فَلَمَّا مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِإِقَامَةِ الْأَوْلِيَاءِ بَعْدَ نَبِيَكُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ. So when Allah favored you after your prophet through installing the imams, through installing his beloved people, that means the imams, that's where Allah said, this is a favor of Allah upon you, that Allah said, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتَ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Look at the tafsir. We don't need to do the tafsir of Ghadir. Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq al-Islam are themselves doing the tafsir of Ghadir for us. The clear concept, zero ibham, for anyone who has aql and who has jiddiyat and sincerity to understand. So, this is the real Eid, and even in the books of the Sunni brothers, in Tafsir, Jalaluddin al-Suyuti, Ad-Durr al-Mansur, Volume 3, we find bunch of Yahud came to, you know, Umar. قالت اليهود لعمر. The riwayat says, إنكم لتقرؤون آية في كتابكم لو علينا معشر اليهود نزلت لاتخذنا ذلك اليوم عيدا. You guys recite an ayat in your book. If it was revealed upon us, the Jews, we would have had taken that day as an Eid day. And you know, Hazrat Umar replied, وَأَيُّ آيَةٍ, which ayat? And they replied back to Hazrat Umar, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And then قَالَ Umar said, وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي نُزِلَتْ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ فِيهِ وَالسَّاعَةِ الَّتِي نُزِلَتْ فِيهَا نُزِلَتْ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ عَشِيَةَ عَرَفَ فِي يَوْمِ جُمُعَةٍ. So this is considered to be the real and true Eid. This is the day which protects our Tawheed. This is the day which protects our Ikhlas towards Allah. This is the day which protects our Ubudiyyat towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only our prayers, which are also protected, not only the rest of the Ibadat of Furu'ud-Din, which are also protected. We are talking about the Usul-Ud-Din right now, which is more important than Furu'ud-Din. Our Tawheed is protected and our Risalat is protected and our Ubudiyyat towards Allah, all of them, all of these are protected through the Walayat. And today is on the occasion of Ghadir, it was as a matter of fact that the Kuffar and Munafiqeen became ma'yus and disappointed. Because they had their eyes on the Hukumat. Isn't that right? They had their eyes on Rasulullah, that when this messenger is going to die, that's where we'll come forward and play our game. So now that Allah appointed a wali from his behalf who is similar to Rasulullah, nafs al-Rasul, similar in every aspect with Rasulullah except the Nubuwwat and Risalat. Now that this kind of wali has been appointed by Allah, of course they will get disappointed, because the walayat of Allah and the supremacy of Allah, their thought will be restricted to the life of Rasulullah. And when the Prophet passes away, then Islam's supremacy will be gone. So when after Rasulullah somebody came who is similar to Rasulullah, the supremacy of Islam survived. They have every reason to become ma'yus and disappointed. So the day of Walayat and the day of Ghadir is the day of disappointment of the kuffar, of the kufr and nifaq from Islam. They lost their entire hope of hubb al-dunya that they had, and they were eyeing their interests over the death of Rasulullah. So we find in the hadith, again, let's go back to Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. He says, fi hadhihi al-ayah, you know, talking about this ayat of Quran, he says, al-yawma ya'is al-ladhina kafaru min dinikum, talking about this ayat of Quran, today, those who did kufr became disappointed from your religion. He said, يَوْمَ يَقُوبُ الْقَائِمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ يَيْأَسْ بَنُوا أُمَيَّةِ فَهُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَئِسُوا مِنْ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ. This is from Tafsir Nur al-Saqalayn. So Banu Umayya are also alive today. Don't we read the Ziyarat of Ashura? You know, Ala Abi Sufyana wa Ala Ziyadi wa Ala Marwana ila Yawm al-Qiyamah. Isn't it right? So Ala Ziyad, Ala Abi Sufyan, Ala Marwan will be surviving till the day of judgment. There will be children available from the nasl of Marwan and Ziyad and Abu Sufyan. So Banu Umayya will be surviving according to the prediction and prophecy of Ziyarat of Ashura. So we must understand, as long as we stick to the walayat, Banu Umayya of today will also be disappointed from us. I have four more pages to talk about, but I think the time is short, so inshallah we can discuss that on some other day. Inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Let's read the dua all together, that we learn that the dua that we need to say and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi akramana bihadha al-yawm wa ja'alana min al-mufina bi'ahdihi ilayna wa mithaqihi alladhi wathaqana bihi من ولايته من ولايته ولاة أمره والقوام بقسطه ولم يجعلنا من الجاحدين والمكذبين بيوم الدين. So in the light of this dua, we understand the inkar of walayat of Imam Ali is also the inkar of ma'ad and qiyamah. Isn't that right? So we are thanking Allah, we thank you Allah, that you did not make us among those who deny the yawm al-qiyamah. So walayat of Imam Ali is a guarantee to protect the tawheed, to protect the risalat, and also to protect our belief in yawm al-qiyamah as well. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ya Allah, 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 ya Allah. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واقتل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين